Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Here we come, a-blossoming among the leaves so green.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Some say wassail, others say wassail. Whatever you call it, it's definitely this, a traditional English libation served at Christmas time.
Wassail or wassail is synonymous with drinking to your health. But figuring out exactly what you were drinking is another matter.
So Radio Boston's Kathleen Osborne trekked around New England in search of some answers.
My first stop in search of wassail was the Wassail Festival in Woodstock, Vermont. But I found more horses than raised glasses. In Woodstock, wassail is more of a Christmas celebration, with a horse parade and a bit of caroling, rather than a drink. Beth Finlayson of the Woodstock Chamber of Commerce says it's an old Yuletide tradition.
Wassail actually came from the Norse folks, and people would have a special drink during the winter solstice and say wassail to you, which is good health.
Few places in Woodstock were serving it, so Beth sent me to the source, the Prince and the Pauper restaurant. Vincent Talento is the owner, and he gave me a taste of their recipe.
To your health.
Wassail. Indeed.
Wassail. Isn't that good?
It is.
It's a citrusy cider.
They make a special batch of the malt cider just for the festival, but more people were ordering martinis. So I called up my friend, Ben Jacks, who grew up with wassail as a Christmas Eve tradition. He gave me his family recipe, which didn't contain a drop of cider.
It's like a very, very strong punch. You know, so it's like champagne and vodka, a lot of really kind of intense berry flavors in it. And basically the idea is you have to drink everything in the punch. You know, that's, you know, with your whole family. So you put it right down. And while everyone else is singing, you need to be actually drinking out of the wassail bowl.
Around Boston, where Ben grew up, their wassail ritual was a bit of an oddity.
Yeah, I literally know not one other person in my life that does that.
So I have found the holy grail of wassailing.
Exactly.
Seemed like wassail could be just about anything, but a lot of recipes mention a hot, spiced beer. So I met up with Randy Barrell, manager of the Modern Homebrew Emporium in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who makes his wassail with a homebrew brown ale.
What I did is I put a measure of the beer into a crock pot, and to it I added a variety of spices that I had around the house. Clove and allspice and cinnamon. And then as we taste it, if I decide it's not sweet enough, there's a little brown sugar I can throw into the mix. Oh. Cheers. Wassail. I'd say very fortifying.
I'd say a bit medicinal for my taste. Randy says I'll have to find my own recipe.
You need to make it your own. You need to make it personal. And I think that's where a lot of the fun comes in.
Looking for a libation, what I really found was that holiday spirit.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Radio Boston's Kathleen Osborne. Find more information on wassail or wassail or whatever it's called and some recipes from Kathleen's travels on our website, radioboston.org.
One-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright.